Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Song from the musical that won, oh, say, 11 Tony Awards. Hamilton the musical that has been wowing Broadway and has been here in Chicago since 2016 at the CIBC Theater. So much interest now in Alexander Hamilton and a greater interest in American history as a result of this show that is now, I guess you could say, expanding to an actual exhibition on Alexander Hamilton himself. Hamilton the Exhibition will open next Saturday on Northerly Island. It's put together by the creative team that put the show together, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who will be here in Chicago, by the way, next Friday, and I'm going to be talking with him. We'll bring that to you both here on our WGN radio show and also on the WGN TV morning news, but also by David Korins, who is the creative director of Hamilton the Exhibition, the set designer for the show in New York and Chicago and other cities where Hamilton is playing, and set designer for so many other shows, including the Academy Awards, I might add. David, it's so nice to have you with us on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and good afternoon. So, I'm calling in from Northerly Island, where I'm in the midst of building a building for you guys.
Oh, is that right? You're actually putting the structure up today, right?
Oh, yeah. We have been working around the clock for months, and we are working 24 hours a day getting ready for the big weekend.
So everyone has been asking, you know, is this an extension of the show? What is this exactly? And all I've been able to tell people is that it's a freestanding, kind of tent-like building that will be focused more on the life of Alexander Hamilton, the man himself. Have I been correct with that?
You've been mostly correct, although the tent-like building is much more like a solid airplane hangar-like building. It's really solid.
Wow.
It's about a football. It's about the size of a football field,
wow.
Freestanding structure, and it is. This is a 360-degree, fully immersive walk through the life and times of Alexander Hamilton. And if you are a fan of the show, you're going to have an all-original, re-orchestrated and remastered mashup version of the score playing in every single room. And you're going to be able to go deeper and wider with the story of Alexander Hamilton.
And that will be in the way of multimedia exhibits, of actors who are in this football field.
There will be no live actors. If you're in Chicago, if you want to see the live actors, you can go check out the show. No, this is basically chronicling the life and times of Alexander Hamilton. You know, our show has become such an incredible portal to a conversation about early America and the founding of our country. Right. And I think the reason why we started this was, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda, our creator of the show, is very active on Twitter. He had gotten so many tweets when the show became popular about, hey, you know, it's John Lawrence's birthday, or it's the anniversary of Alexander and Eliza's marriage. And he started to respond to those things and realize that this has become really a way to fan the flames of conversation about early America. And we thought to ourselves, what if we took the opportunity and really built on this education program that we have with the show, and decided to make an exhibition that we put together with museum quality rigor. And really, we engaged the services of Joanne Freeman, who is the world's foremost Hamiltonian expert. She teaches at Yale University, and she helped us put together our script. And we have taken a very, very deep dive into the life and times of Alexander Hamilton and what was happening to our country. It is really entertaining, though. You know, if you're coming just for a snoozy museum, you're not going to see that. You're going to see fully sculpted, totally dimensional environments, everything from St. Croix to what New York looked like in an abstract and wonderful way when Hamilton stepped off of the boat in New York Harbor, all the way through the war, the duel, and eventually his legacy.
What I love is how this has engaged people, and young people in particular, into being interested in American history. And there's been so much talk on the news, especially during this past week, of what the forefathers intended, what the founders of our nation intended with this document or that document. It, to me, is so relevant as to what's going on in America today.
Oh, I completely agree. Well, first of all, in the election of 2016, other than the two candidates, I would say Alexander Hamilton was probably the most pivotal person in the entire election. You know, here's a guy that created our financial system, created border control, created the Electoral College. And, you know, one of the things we tried to answer with this exhibition is, why do I care as someone in 2019? Why do I care about what these ideas that were created 250, 230 years ago? Well, as you know, from this week's news cycle and basically every week's news cycle, we do care. We should care. The people whose names have lasted the longest, the Washingtons, the Jeffersons, the Madisons, the Hamiltons, those are people who had incredible thoughts and really intense and beautiful altruistic ideas that have lasted for hundreds of years. And they really do affect us, from creating the credit card to, as I said, border control.
Yeah.
Those were things that they were talking about 230 years ago. And, you know, we address a lot of those things in the exhibition.
Did you all imagine that this would become what it's become? When Lynn was putting this together, when you were creating the original set, when this entire creative team, I mean, you know, you were had this crazy idea for this show about Alexander Hamilton. Could you have possibly imagined, number one, its success, but number two, how it's gone so much more beyond that and stimulated all this conversation?
No. I mean, the truth is I'm happily in a place in my career where I can sort of pick and choose sort of the rooms that I want to be in with regard to, you know, I get offered a project and I can, you know, say, oh, this is going to be good or not. All I knew was my friends and colleagues were putting together a show and that I read the script and heard the music and I loved it. And that was my litmus test of whether I wanted to do it or not. No one had any idea it was going to be a big hit. And certainly no one had any idea it was going to become a juggernaut of a show. And then beyond that, no one had any idea that it would become this conversation about, you know, the country, civic duty, and all that. You know, that. So we had no clue. I think part of the success of the show is that it deals with so many different kinds of ways into the narrative. You know, there is a beautiful love story, incredible music. It talks about politics. It talks about, pop culture. The literati love it, and the everyman loves it. And there's been so many different ways into it that I think basically everyone who was important fell in love with our show, and everyone who was like a regular old person, like myself, fell in love with the show. And that just became, you know, this groundswell of conversation and then a lightning rod for more conversation. And so this is beyond, I think, any of our wildest dreams and expectations. But I think being part of the show has really, ignited in all of us the sense of civic duty and to try and help, cultivate more of a conversation between citizens of the country and citizens of the world.
Yeah, that's to me, that's what makes this so amazing. I mean, the show itself is a phenomena, but the fact that you're going to be able to open an exhibit like this, as you say, this 360-degree immersive exhibit to learn even more about Hamilton the man and that time period really says something. Now, this is going to be here in Chicago for a while, right?
Yeah, we intend to stay here for at least 6 months. And we chose Chicago because it has such a great and rich history with learning institutions and museums and exhibitions. But also, it's beautifully located in the middle of our country. It's filled with warm and wonderful people. Our show will have played to well over 2 million people by the time we open. And it was our first city that we brought the musical to after New York. And it felt elegant and wonderful to do the same.
And as Lynn and the show has been doing, they've been making not only the show, but will also make Hamilton the exhibition available to students in grades 4 and higher. So they also will be able to see the show as well.
That's right. I mean, one of the reasons, another reason why we decided to do this was we have this really incredible EduHam series in which we bring school children to the show. We give them free tickets, and we start a conversation about America and the founding of our country. And we, the show is hard to get a ticket to. It's not impossible to get a ticket to, but it's hard to get a ticket to, and we only play to a certain number of thousands of people a night. This was a way to make the show and the intellectual property and the conversation more accessible to everyone. It's a much, much, much cheaper ticket price, between $25 and $35. To get in. It is a kind of choose your own adventure with regard to time, meaning if you want to burn through the thing really quickly, you could be in and out in 45 minutes. If you want to take a deeper dive and sit and read and listen and learn and see videos and interactives, you can spend a couple of hours. And I got to say, I work on many, many things you mentioned at the top, everything from Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars to the Academy Awards and pieces of theater. I have to say, we always are talking about demographics and who is the thing for. This is really and truly perhaps the best date night I have ever put together. Wow. It's such a cool date night. It is a great thing for a family of four or people looking for something to do on the weekend, a single ticket thing, have a drink, go through the exhibition. It really and truly hits the mark as far as who it's for. It is literally for everyone, five or six and above.
Yeah.
I have kids, two daughters, and when I first started working on the show, my kids were little, and I said, I played the soundtrack for them, and I said, what do you think of the song? And instantly, when my then six-year-old said, the Battle of Yorktown, 1781, I knew we had something here, because now kids all over the country know so much more about history, and this is our chance to really address that and help teach.
Yeah, they've connected with the show. Is the plan to move this exhibition to different cities?
It is. We are currently scouting second cities. Right now I have my attention firmly on Chicago and getting this thing up and ready for everyone.
Yeah.
But yes, it will move, and it will move in 80 trucks.
Wow. That is rather enormous.
It is enormous.
On the WGN TV morning news this week on Thursday, we're going to be giving you a little preview. On Friday, I'll be talking with Lynn, and I believe you're going to be joining us as well, David, on television. You and Lynn, I'll look forward to that.
I go where Lynn goes.
That's not bad advice to use in life.
That's right.
And then the show itself will open on Saturday. You can get more information at HamiltonExhibition.com. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster. And David, we're looking forward to meeting you in person, and thank you for spending some time today. David Korins, the creative director of Hamilton the Exhibition and the set designer for Hamilton the Musical. Have a great day, David. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you later.
Quick break, and we're going to get to White Sox pregame next on WGN.